Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Everybody has a hell of a story, a story that whenever you tell it, people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you. And we want to hear your story. It's your turn to be the storyteller. You can head to annaandraven.com. Kim, you have a hell of a story.
Yes, I do. In 2013, I was at work and I accidentally hit my knee pretty hard on my desk. And I had been working for an orthopedic doctor at that time. So my knee was killing me. I went for an x-ray and it was negative and they didn't see anything like out of the ordinary. The next day, my knee was still really bothering me. So my doctor decided to send me for an MRI just to make sure that I didn't have a tear. I went for the MRI the next day. And by the time I got back to the office, the radiologist was on the phone with my doctor already. He said that I needed to go see an oncologist right away, as to he saw a tremendous amount of bone marrow in my bones in my leg and thought maybe I should see the oncologist, thinking that I probably had cancer. Well, unfortunately, the next day I went to the oncologist and he read the report and he was pretty sure that I did have leukemia. He had made some phone calls and I went through a huge amount of testing to confirm that I had the leukemia. By the next week, I started chemotherapy and was in Stony Brook for well over a year in and out. From 2013 to 2016, I had gone into remission a few times, but then somehow it always came back. So I spent a lot of time getting more chemo and radiation. Unfortunately, I was re-diagnosed again in 2017. I had to go through more chemo and radiation, but I was told I had to have a bone marrow transplant in order to save my life. So in February of 18, I had the transplant, and my brother was a perfect match, which he honestly saved my life. In February, I will be 5 years out from the transplant, and I will be cancer-free, and I am cancer-free now.
Oh, right.
So God is definitely watching over me. Yeah, he was definitely watching over me. I mean, if I didn't hit my knee, I would not have known until things have gotten a lot worse. But the weird part is that I had surgery in February of 2013 before this diagnosis, and it was never picked up on my blood work or anything that I even had this leukemia. It's crazy, but I'll tell you, I live every day like it's my last because you never really know what can happen. It was a miserable bunch of years that, you know, with chemo and radiation, it was horrible.
It's amazing to me how we learn to live with different, you know, discomforts or pains or everything throughout the day. And I mean, you know, you had an ache in your leg, as you said. I mean, my leg has been killing me for the past 3 weeks. My arm has been killing me for about the past 2 months. But I chalk it up to something else, of course, right? And because when you go and you see your doctor, you think that they're going to catch it. Like every doctor should catch everything. That's what we think in our head, right? But unless, you know, you're really focused on something, the situation could be right in front of your face and you don't even recognize it. How fortunate that that transpired.
Correct.
What did your brother say when he found out he was a donor? Because I feel like my brother would obviously, you know, do anything he could to help me and save me, but he would also be like, well, what are you going to give me? I'll give you this bone marrow transplant.
Oh, no.
You know, I have to say he really didn't blink an eye. He was the one that they first tested to see if we were a match, and we're 4 years apart, and he was 110% match. So I had a perfect transplant. I had no problems, and he, you know, he just said to me, I'll do whatever I need to do, you know, to help you out, and he did. And his whole family, you know, was there, and it really worked out great. It really, really did.
Well, Kim, that's a hell of a story, and we're glad you're doing all right. And if you could ever imagine that you knock your knee on a desk or something like that, and it can lead to all these things, saving your life, it's tremendous.
Yeah, I thank God every day because you never know.